Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Time for Clear to Play. We're going to take you inside the tent, get you updated on the latest injuries in the Bay. Proud to partner with UCSF Health on this segment and bring in Professor of Orthopedic Surgery, Dr. Nirav Pandya. Doc, what's going on?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
We are great, man, and there's tons of NBA injuries, unfortunately, for these teams to get to. But can we start with the Giants and your reaction to the Blake Snell news? There is also the news today that the Giants are going to put him out there for a simulated game, and hopes are high. But then again, we heard that Alex Cobb hopes were high, too. So, and I know that's a different injury, but what's your reaction to Blake Snell, and how long do you think he'll be out?
Yeah, you know, I think in general, when you hear these adductor injuries that involve kind of the groin area, you do worry about, okay, was there potentially not enough simulation or not enough kind of live pitching before he kind of went into the season? And did that leave some of these core muscles kind of more susceptible to get injured? I think he has dealt with a similar injury in the past. I mean, in general, if you look at major league players, it can be somewhere between 2 to 3 weeks in terms of how much time they're going to miss. But the key thing is number one, is it more of a muscle-based injury? Is it more kind of where the muscle and tendon kind of come together? It is a little bit hard for pitchers with that left adductor for when you're kind of coming off the mound. That adductor does get stretched out. But a lot of it's based on how it feels. The good thing is it's not like, you know, a quarterback or a basketball player where you're constantly doing explosive stuff. But the pitcher, if it feels good and it doesn't mess up your motion, then there is a possibility that you could come back. But a lot of it's based on how you feel. And once again, it's early in the season, so do you really want to take that risk of turning this into a 4 to 5 week injury as opposed to kind of like making it a little bit less time?
Well, the injuries are popping up all over in the NBA, Doc, and we had Kristaps Porzingis sustain the same injury as Giannis Antetokounmpo. It's the soleus injury in the calf. Why are so many NBA players suffering these calf injuries?
Yeah, no, that's a great question, Dan. I think for a lot of NBA players right now, you're seeing Porzingis, you have Giannis, you have Lillard. Jamal Murray had a calf issue. In general, when you have soleus or gastroc injuries, which are the muscles around the calf, these are overuse injuries. These typically don't get injured in your late 20, early 30-year-old player from some sort of acute event. So you have to think, okay, how are these players overusing themselves? And obviously the playoffs are more intense. You can't really blame the in-season tournament because it's, you know, a couple games. Maybe this is a manifestation of what happens when players aren't able to load manage. I mean, the NBA did this. They said players can't, you know, rest for certain, just for quote-unquote injury reasons. And maybe we're seeing that now with these star players where all this kind of additional wear and tear is kind of leading up to them having these calf injuries. You're thinking calf, hamstrings, those are the ones you're going to see start popping up due to workload during the season. So that potentially may be the reason why we're having these players miss this time.
Doc, I also know, and the Bucks game is center focus. Don't know yet about Giannis or Lillard. Do we? Do we have an update, Grandy, on either of those players?
I don't think either of them are going to play.
Okay, yeah. It sounds like they're not going to play. And it feels reminiscent to what KD was doing for the Warriors a number of years ago. Like these calf injuries, are they sort of a precursor if you push them to a torn Achilles?
Absolutely, yeah. So we do know that one of the precursors for an Achilles is pre-existing calf pain. That's one of the signs that most people, when they have an Achilles tear, they'll say, you know, I was having some pain, I was having some soreness. So absolutely. And then number two, one of the things, I think Shams had a report that said where these tears, or excuse me, sprains were located, were right in the area where it's critical. And that's usually where the muscle kind of turns in the tendon. If you have a kind of an issue with that structurally, you absolutely are at risk for tearing your Achilles. So I think we saw that kind of happen with Kevin Durant, if that truly was the case. And I think NBA players now are taking pause. They don't want to go down that route when they saw another star player get that injury.
Speaking of star players getting injuries, the breaking news today, Mike Trout will undergo surgery for a torn meniscus in the knee. They say it's not going to be season ending. Would that indicate to you, Doc, that he's going to have the shave as opposed to the repair?
Yeah, absolutely. I think even with a more aggressive timeline, if you're going to get the repair, even if you're thinking 4 or 5 months, I mean, to come back potentially like late September, early October, a lot of things have to fall in place for that team. This sounds more like a shave. And one of the good things for baseball players is that unlike basketball players, unlike football players, because there's less stress on the knee, players can get back to peak performance a lot quicker coming off a meniscus shaving than, say, an NBA player. I mean, we see Joel Embiid coming off a meniscus shaving, you see how much pain he's in. But for a baseball player, there's a little bit more rotation, but not as much constant pounding. So the fact that Trout could potentially come back and perform very well are very high.
This might be a weird question, Doc, but I'd like to ask it, especially after I watched this one very closely last night. And he even went down at one point and then waved the bench off and said, get out of here. I'm going to play right through it. Why the hell does LeBron James not get hurt more?
It's the question, million-dollar question. I think a couple things. Number one is that if you look at LeBron's mechanics, you know, I think of a lot of NBA players in terms of how they're landing, how they're jumping. There are these subtle things where, you know, their knees dropping down, they have these little intricacies that make them more prone to get injured. If you kind of put someone on and said, who is the ideal basketball player? He lands well, his mechanics are great, it's LeBron. Then number two, he's a bigger person, so he doesn't get that natural wear and tear. And number three, I think he does all those things, and he did it very early in his career, that really don't talked about a lot. It's the sleep, it's the diet, it's the recovery, and he really was one of the pioneers for that. So I think you take all those factors together. He's just biomechanically just one of those freaks who just does everything right. He takes care of all the things at the margins, and he's a bigger player. So all those things that make him why he's so good at this age.
Freak. Yeah, that's the word that was in my mind as well. Crazy. Hey, Doc, thanks for coming on as always. Love having you.
No problem. Take care, guys. Yep.
All right, there he goes. We'll do it again next week. The proceeding was sponsored by UCSF Health.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.